This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group and will dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora, everybody. Welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today, you're here with just me, Rain, and I'll tell you a bit about what's been happening for the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth in the last couple of weeks. We had Junior Youth Group, Shine, on Sunday, and Illuminate Youth Group. And both youth groups were talking about the Trinity because it was Trinity Sunday. So if you're not sure what the Trinity is, that's God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's called a bit of a mystery because we can't fully understand it, but not like, you know, a murder mystery. It's more like we wouldn't know about it if Jesus hadn't talked about it to us. So we talked a bit about who God the Father is, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how they interact together. And we did a bunch of things to do with threes, like three-legged races and passing a ball between your feet in groups of three times. And we also, at both groups, we chose some symbols out of some symbol cards that we felt represented those three persons in one God, so the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and talked about why we chose those symbols or what they meant to us. And at Illuminate, we also played the shoe bottle game, which we haven't played in quite a long time. And as per usual, it was incredibly competitive. And so that's always a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Today we had Ascend at lunchtime at Sacred Heart Girls College. And we played a game where you have to steal the keys that are in a jar underneath a chair. And there's a blindfolded person in the chair. And they have to try and stop you stealing the keys by touching you. And if they touch you, you get out. And so you kind of have to sneak around and steal the keys. And that proved quite difficult because the keys kept getting stuck in the jar. But there are some sneaky people, obviously, because the keys did get stolen a number of times, which was a good effort. And yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have enough chocolate for everybody, but I had enough chocolate for everybody who won. So I think people just like chocolate. So I got mobbed a bit for chocolate at the end, but it's okay. We figured it out, a way that everybody could share some chocolate. So that was great. And at the moment, we also have youth group at Francis Douglas on a Thursday. And so we've had only three of those so far, and they've all been pretty fun. So if you go to Francis Douglas Memorial College and you're in year 7 and 8, or if you're older and you just want to come, then come to the chapel on Thursday at lunchtime, because we're gonna have a pretty rad time, and there will also be chocolate at that group. We also have confirmation happening at the moment, so there's confirmation camp catch-up tonight, confirmation catch-up at Sacred Heart tomorrow at lunchtime, confirmation session tomorrow evening, and confirmation catch-up at Francis Douglas Wednesday lunchtime. So it's all about confirmation at the moment. Confirmation program finishes in 3 weeks, and you should chuck in your calendar 5:30 p.m. Mass on Sunday the 3rd of July, because that's when all of our confirmation candidates are being confirmed, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be pretty awesome mass. with fantastic youth-led music, and it's going to be really special. So I recommend you come and support them. Today I wanted to talk a bit about being loved, or feeling that you're loved, because we talk about God being love. And I think that it's sometimes a struggle to feel that you're loved, or to know that you're loved. And I want to start by playing a song for you. And this song is called Sunrise, and it is by Mum's Dollar. And I'll talk about why I'm playing it after the song. So check this out.
The morning light is burning bright. It fills my eyes, it makes me feel alive. It's cold outside, but it's warming fast. I'd say good morning, but the moment's past. It's just another day, I've seen it all before. But today I won't take it for granted anymore. It's nothing new, but I'm seeing clearly now. From a different view, surprise, surprise. It's right.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you're here today with Rain. And we're talking on the show today about being loved, or feeling loved. And I played that song Sunrise by Mum's Dollar because there was a lot of time in my life when I was younger where I didn't feel loved or I struggled to feel loved. And I think that's a common problem because our brains are hardwired to remember and to identify with negative emotions. Emotions are kind of tied to memories, and we as people are more likely to remember things that have had like an impact on our emotions, and we also feel negative emotions more strongly, so we're more likely to remember and dwell on things that are negative than a positive. And I was at a music festival. I was at Parachute Music Festival when I was probably about 14. And the band Mum's Dollar played that song Sunrise, and they, the lead singer was talking about how sometimes when you're feeling really down or unlovable, sometimes you just need somebody to sit with you so you can make it through the night, and you have to remember that the sunrise will always come, and sunrises are beautiful and worth hanging around for. And in the bridge of that song, when they perform it live, they say, "This is for the hopeless." And I think we have a real kind of epidemic of hopelessness in our generation, and lots of people feel really hopeless or that hope is lost. And I think that also stems from not being able to accept that you're loved. And knowing your love and accepting your loved is two very different things. And I also think it's why sometimes we struggle to relate to God or to have faith in God, because we're told that God is love, but then we don't feel particularly loved. And this group of people, Soul Pancake, they did a series of videos to answer like life's big questions, and they had people who they interviewed between the ages of 0 and 100 people. And one of the questions they asked was, "What makes you feel loved?" And so I'm just going to play that for you now.
Dad are always around me and I love them so much.
Having my mom and my brothers and my dad and my 5 dogs.
I am in a codependent relationship with my dog. She is the only person, literally, that makes me feel 100% loved.
Puppies, I love puppies.
I guess just proof that someone's been thinking about you.
And also, like, listening.
When a person responds to my messages right away, that makes me feel loved, you know?
Romance, surprises.
Well, my parents, I mean, they're good people.
They buy me so much toys, I love them so much.
Sometimes when I hang out with my family, like movie nights, and when we get to eat popcorn all night.
When I get a big hug when I see someone, that's what makes me feel loved.
Hugs, kisses?
Mostly like when they hug me or say that I love you.
Feeling really close makes me feel loved.
When people appreciate what I have to say, when I love and I get love back.
Talking to somebody and really feeling like they understand you and they see you.
Being heard and being appreciated.
Thoughtfulness.
Paying attention to me, talking to me.
The smell of great food and my family around me, everybody eating, everybody laughing, makes me feel loved and whole.
A look, simple look, makes me feel more loved than anything else on the planet.
You know, I appreciate when people spend time with me, because that's one thing we can never get back.
When I play with my friends,
When my mom just says she loves me or she gives me a hug.
When I'm greeted with a big smile.
Just the people that I have around me. I just have a lot of love in my life.
Someone listening to me, honestly caring about me.
I don't need flowers and candy.
If they just acknowledge that I'm there and they don't sort of whitewash me. Other than that, you know, things don't matter. But time and attention, that tells me love.
Love is also listening and understanding the person that's in front of you and not necessarily trying to fix them.
When I really feel that someone knows me and appreciates what they know.
I notice that I feel the most loved when I feel the most accepted.
Like when somebody can see something so eccentric or like anxious that I'm doing and like just be like, Alex, you're being ridiculous and it's okay. And I'm gonna still love you and still be here when you're done being weird.
Just, you know, that random phone call that, hey, Jen, this made me think of you. Those are like the priceless moments that really keep me going and know that I am loved.
Just feeling like you matter to someone else is a pretty amazing feeling.
Loving me for me, all my quirks, because I'm gonna love you with all your quirks.
After work, after school, kids come and say, oh, Mom, I love you, you're great. You are doing so much for us, for the family. Then I know I'm loved with my family and blessed.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. You're here with Rain today, and I really liked listening to all of those people and their stories and how they feel loved and what makes them feel loved. And I think my message for today is have a think about the times where you have felt really loved or the people that have made you feel loved and the things that people have said or done or your pets or things that you really enjoy doing that have made you feel really loved and accepted for who you are. And maybe write those things down and put them somewhere where you can see them. And when you're feeling like you're bogged down or you're remembering lots of things that are negative, have a read through those things and have a think about those times that you've really felt loved. Because we tend to forget them. And I think it's just really helpful generally to try and focus on something that's positive that has happened in the day, something that you're grateful for, and somebody or something that has made you feel loved. I know that you guys really enjoy stories, and so before we play the next song, I have a story for you that I was remembering this today because we've had a really, really ridiculous number of thunderstorms across the whole of the country. It's been crazy, so much thunder and lightning, and I actually really like thunderstorms, but I've been feeling for people that find them a bit terrifying or that makes them feel really anxious. I think for me, one of the coolest things about stormy weather is when you get to be inside and cozy, like warm in your bed or hanging out with friends, and you're somewhere that's nice and you can hear the storm outside and you're just really grateful for being warm and cozy in your bed. I like listening to the rain on the roof when I'm going to sleep. But whenever there's a thunderstorm, I remember this one person in my life. When I was probably about 19, I did a short stint for the Caramel Nut Stand in Wellington City on Cuba Street, and this was like the most entertaining and eccentric place that I've ever worked. It was just like this street food stand that sold like caramel nuts, and I worked with a really random bunch of people, and one of those people, his name was Jesse. And what we did is we just had the nut cart and we were just on Cuba Street, and we would try and get people to try samples of these hot nuts. And then we would sell them in little bags. And there was like caramel almonds, caramel peanuts, and Jesse was like incredibly eccentric and hilarious. He was hilarious. He was like in his late 20s and he was just visiting New Zealand and was working at the caramel nut stand like to just do like a side job while he kind of toured New Zealand and did like went on exciting adventures. And he was probably one of the like, yeah, one of the craziest people that I've kind of hung out with in my life. And he loved thunderstorms, and he particularly loved like dancing in his backyard in thunderstorms. And he would tell like detailed stories of the thunderstorms that he had danced in the backyard of his house all around the world, and like how long the thunderstorms lasted for and whether they were forked lightning or not. And he had these like, yeah, really bizarre stories of like trees in his backyard being struck by lightning, and he's just like dancing around in his backyard. And he was like, I just go out there with my boxers on and I just like have a good dance party in a thunderstorm. And so whenever there's a thunderstorm, I'm like, oh, like I wonder what Jesse's doing these days. Probably not in New Zealand, but he would be really, really enjoying the last few like 7 days or 8 days worth of thunderstorms. But I think he'd probably be getting pretty tired because we've had so many like instances of thunder and lightning through the day for the last 7 days that I don't know whether he would have lasted with all of his dancing, but he was a big fan of thunderstorms and I genuinely thought he was hilarious. So I'm going to play you a song now. It's called Pieces by Sarah Kroger, and it's about that love, and particularly that love of God. So you don't hide yourself too. Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. So I really love that song by Sarah Kroger. And I think the times that I felt most loved have been when I felt really, really loved by God. And I was telling someone recently, one of the people who is doing confirmation program at the moment, that when I feel most loved is usually when I'm in like adoration and the feeling of God's love just kind of like washes over me like a giant wave. But I also feel really loved by people who want to spend time with me and go on adventures with me and listen to me and give me hugs and accept me just for who I am, not wanting me to be anything else or feel things that I don't feel at the time. And that's a real gift. So I think, yeah, if we can love people kind of unconditionally and show people that we love them will make a real difference in the world. And I just want to leave you with a quote from a saint. So this is a quote from St. Francis de Sales, and it is, "The measure of love is love without measure." And that's the love that God has for us. So this week, what's coming up? I already told you all of the things coming up for the confirmation program, but we also have all of our usual youth groups, and we'll see you back here on the Catholic Couch on Monday at 4:30 on Access Radio Taranaki. So thanks for tuning in, and see you next week.
This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.